Once again, it is my pleasure and privilege to stand before you to share God's Word. As the Lord led me, it was prepared and it is to all of us. We are all believers. Very few accepted. We are all believers. Yes. That's true. That is the foundation for our message. Last time when I was visiting one of the church, when I was sharing, I told them, in many of the denominational churches, only the preacher preaches, all of them very quietly, only listening. They will not interact. But the church like us, it is not only the preacher stood in the pulpit speak, we also expect your responses to make the word living. So always be alert, accept your portions. If it is of you, say yes, amen, or glorify God for what you sense it is belongs to God. Amen. Today the topic is the life of faith. So if I ask you, what is faith? All of you, are very sure about the definition of faith. What is faith? Believe in God. With the scripture, Hebrews 11:1 gives the perfect definition. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. I'll read it from NKJV. Now the faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So in Hebrews 11:6 says, why it is important for us, why we are believers, as you said, yes, we are all believers. How we are become believer and why we became believer? You know about it? We have faith. As I said, we are all believers. Without faith, we may not accept that or say yes. Without faith, you are a believer. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. So what to believe? For he who comes to God must believe that he is, God exists, and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So here I wanted to bring to you as an introduction, faith and faithfulness. What is faithfulness? So faithful or both. Faith and faithful are related, but they have different meanings. So faith here is trust, confidence, or belief in God and His promises even when we cannot see the outcome of it. That's why we are believers. We have faith in God. As we know that there are many scriptures, all of you aware of it. As we said, Hebrews 11:1 says, it is an assurance of the things hoped for and the conviction of the things not seen. Even Romans 10:17 says, Faith comes by hearing, and the hearing by the word of Christ. Now we come to faithful. Faithful describes a person who is loyal, trustworthy, dependable, and steadfast in the relationship with God and others. Hope you know the difference. Faithful means it describes a person who is loyal, trustworthy, dependable, and steadfast in their relationship with God and others. It also describes God's own unchanging character. Our God is faithful. Our God is faithful forever. Our God is faithful in His promises. Yes, in the same way, God expects all of us, as a believer, be faithful to God and faithful to one another. There's no amen for that. Right. Okay, Lamentation 3, 22 and 23. Abhigna? Lamentations chapter 3. 22 and 23. Yes. Amen. Great is your faithfulness. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2. It is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. Here, it is required that those who have been given trust, when we are trusted, we must prove that we are faithful. God trusted us. We should be faithful to our God. And also Matthew 25, 21, we read that when the work was done, what is expected from our God for the good work? Well done, good and faithful servant. So faithfulness is the quality of a believer. So in simple words, faith is trusting God. Faithful, remaining loyal and obedient to God because you trust in Him. A simple way to remember it is, faith is what you have. Faithfulness is how you live it out. For a small example, about Peter who walked on the water towards Jesus Christ. So it is very clear evident for all of us. We are all of us heard about it, read about it, how Peter walked. He has a faith. He exercised that faith. What was the faith? The faith in God, and that made him to walk even in the dogs, and that is how he proved. Matthew 14, 22 and 23 was explaining that as Peter, how he walked on the water. Okay, let's go on to continue our message. And here we start with, what is faithful? As I said before, the definition for faithful is consistent, trustworthy, and full of faith. Have we got it? Faithful. Are we faithful? Are you thinking about it? Whether you are faithful or not, are you doubting about yourself? We are called for it. So when you are bold enough to say and confess that our God is faithful, we are His children. God expects the same. That's why keep on reminding from here, when you say that our God is good and God is good, the same way God expects us to be good. When we say and confess that our God is faithful, God expects that from all of us, we should be faithful. Faithful in all things. In your personal life, in your family life, in your spiritual life, and to God. For the sake of God, we should be faithful. Amen? So that's why I said, the faithful, the meaning is obedient to God because we trust in Him. Okay, here, yeah, God is faithful. The scripture confirms that. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. Abhigna. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9.
God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Even Deuteronomy 7, 9, we know that how we should be faithful.
Therefore, know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love Him and keep His commandments.
Amen. There's no amen for those scriptures. See here, God is faithful for 1,000 generations. The condition is, those who love Him and keep His commandments. When you say amen, you should also remember there is a clause, we should be love Him and keep His commandments. Okay, move on. We are called to be faithful. We are called to be faithful. Luke 16, verse 10. Yes.
He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 10.
Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life.
So how we ended up? Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life, the everlasting life. So to have, we are all believed in our everlasting life. Our faith and belief in following Christ is not for the time, not for that present time, and for the eternity. If you wanted to enter in the eternity, with God, be with God forever, what is expected? Be faithful until death. Unto death, and then He promised that He will give the crown of life. You can just note down Matthew 25, 21 also, for the same point. We move on to why we need faith. Already whatever I said is, yes, that is the, but let us go by specifically why we need faith. Number one, as we read earlier, Hebrews 11, 6. That is the basic. What we learn from here? Hebrews 11, 6.
But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Amen. I did not hear any amen for that. Are you paying attention to God's word? It is not our own word. We are speaking from God's word. So when you have to come along with, so that you will understand and know who you are and how you are and how closely you are with God, how much you know him and how far he is from you. So here, the first thing, why we need faith, first of all, to please him. To please men, we do many things. To please our friends, we do many things. But here, God is telling, to please him, what is expected? You should have faith in him. Secondly, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Yes.
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast.
Romans 5:1 also. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So here, from these two scriptures, we will very well understand that why we need faith? To be saved. To be saved, we need faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Without faith, we cannot be saved. Third reason, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4.
Behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith.
The just shall live by his faith. Our day-to-day living, we need faith. Galatians 2:20. What the Paul says, writes, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So how confidently and boldly he declares that I live by faith. How many of you can say that? I live by faith. Thank you. So we are all live by faith. That's why in the beginning itself I ask, we are believers. We believe in God, believe in his word, and we live by faith. The fourth reason why we need to faith, 1 John 5:4. It's most important.
For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith.
What is it? Why we need faith? We are the overcomers. We are the overcomers by what? By faith. Hope I am speaking to each and every one of you, to refresh you and to edify with the word, to encourage you who we are in Christ, what we are in his house. So we are faithful children of God. The one who was saved by the grace of God. Amen? Thank you. The third point is, in what or whom we will have faith. Already we have seen the scriptures. We believe in what we have faith, what we believe in. We believe that God exists. Our God is there. And we also believe that He answers those who look unto Him, wait upon Him. But here, let us see few more things about in what we should have faith. Of course, it confirms that. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths.
Trust in the Lord, faith in God Himself. So, in whom we should have faith? We should have faith in God. Psalm 62, 8 also confirms it.
Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us.
Amen. Trust in Him at all times, whatever the situation, whatever you are going through. But the scripture encourages us, trust in Him. Our faith should be in Him alone, not in anything else. Not in the people, not in the things of the world, but our trust, our faith must be only in Him and in His words. Okay. Secondly, Acts 16, verse 31. Acts 16, verse 31.
So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household.
What a great promise it is. When you accept Christ, this was given us as a bonus. What it says, our faith is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You are not speaking. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for what? To be saved, not only you, even to your household. That is the promise of God. Are we not praying for the members of our family, those who are unsaved? The promise of God is there for us to remind us, help, and encourage us, faith in Jesus. So if you are acknowledging, accepting, it is God who saved you by faith, and the promise is given to us, we know that our God is faithful. So what He promised, He will fulfill it. What He promised, time of our salvation, you believe in Jesus Christ, you and your household will be saved. So secondly, our faith should be in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thirdly, faith in God's word, Isaiah 40 verse 8.
And the grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever.
Amen. Thank you. Isaiah 40 verse 8 says, the word of God shall stand forever. Romans 10:17 says, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, our faith should be in God, in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the Word of God. Our faith should not be here and there, or in anyone, anything else, or in anyone else. Very clear, God the Father, Son the Jesus Christ the Savior, and in the Word of God. We move on to what we do with the faith. Mark 1:15.
And saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
What we do with the faith? We should believe in the gospel. When you are given the measure of faith, you are expected to believe in the gospel. That's not enough. Secondly, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13.
And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak.
What to do? Speak. It is not only believing in word and you are expected to speak. Third level, James 2 verse 17. James chapter 2 verse 17.
Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead.
So we know well-known example for it. Abraham. By faith, Abraham, when he was called and he is obeyed. So here it is an act. It is not only speak, it should be in work. James 2:17 says, even so faith, if it is hath not works, is dead. If it is not in action, it is dead faith. So here Abraham is one of the classic example for faith. He put in action, he believed, so he was called as righteous. Okay, fourthly, we believe, we speak, we act. Fourthly, we stand. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24.
Not that we have dominion over your faith, but are fellow workers for your joy, for by faith you stand.
What it mean? By faith we stand. It is not as I stand. You stand in the sense you are hold on to your faith. You are following that faith in everything, not only in action. As I said, we believe, we speak, and we act, and we stand. Hold on to that faith. Finally, what we do with the faith? James 5:15. James chapter 5 verse 15.
And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven.
Amen. So, by faith, what we'll do? Pray. Most of the prayers may not be answered. Sometimes, maybe, because we don't have faith. That prayer is not with faith. So here, what do we do with our faith? We believe God, we speak of His goodness, and we act on it, put in action to experience, to know it is by God. Then you stand on it, hold on to that faith, and we pray with that faith. So now you know why we need faith, what kind of faith we are having, how we are utilizing our faith. Fifthly, why we should share our faith. As I said before, we should share our faith. Number one, Matthew 28:19-20.
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.
What a great promise it is. And Mark 16:15 also says that, go ye into the world and preach the gospel. So these are the commandments. No option. No one is exempted. If it is not according to your convenience, or whether you wish or not, it is a commandment from God. That's why it is called, generally, it is a great commission to the disciples. We are all disciples of God. This commandment is to us. What to do with this? Go and preach. Okay, secondly, Romans 10 verse 14. Why we should share the faith?
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?
Yes. Why it is? This reason is, people are lost without faith. For that reason, we have to go and preach or share the faith, what we have. Third reason, it multiplies our own faith. Philemon verse 1:6. Philemon 1:6.
Paul and Timothy, bond servants of Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
So here we understand that it multiplies our faith. That's what in Philemon we read. Finally, what do we do with it? We are the witnesses. Acts 1:8. That is the key word for our church.
You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
So the power is given, faith is given for what? To witness. Witness to whom? To the world. So in this, four things we understand why we should share our faith. Our faith is what we believe in God, what we believe about God. First of all, what you believe about yourself also. Okay, here it is, why we should share. It is commanded by Jesus Christ. Otherwise, if we don't share, the people will be lost without the faith. And it multiplies our faith itself. When we share and share and share, your faith will be increased. And we are the witnesses for Christ in this world. Sixthly, how we will share it. There are four things. With gentleness and respect. 1 Peter 3:15-16.
But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. For it is better, if it is the will of God, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil.
So the summary is, we should share our faith in gentleness and respect. So if you miss it, if you don't follow, you will miss the soul, and we are responsible for that soul. Opportunity will come once, but you should look for an opportunity to share about the faith. But when you're sharing about your faith, it should be gentle, with gentleness and respect. Second reason, through our lives. Matthew 5:16.
Let your light shine so before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
Amen. Nobody says amen for that. Amen. See, Christ said two things about us, who we should be in this world. Number one, we should be the light in the world. Not all are preachers, but we can share our faith. We share our testimony. Through that, we can win the souls. we can make the people to know who is our God, who is Jesus. First of all, they should know you. But if you are not in the light, if you are not shining, so people will not come to you, or you cannot make it. So we are the light in the world, so that let your light so shine before men. By what? Not having a light in our hand, roaming around the streets. By our good work, by our behaviors, by our attitudes, let the people know that we are Christians. How many of you had the experience of people identifying that you are a Christian? In your working place, in your homes, in your living place, in your villages or in towns, people should identify you that you are a Christian. That is the meaning of we are shining in the world. People should see us that we are in the light. That means our words, the very life, our dressing, our speech, our behaviors, and our helping hands. There are many things. Our lives in the sense inclusive of everything. Our attitudes and the relationship with others. It makes us to be light in the world. So that is how we can share. Thirdly, with our words. Colossians chapter 4 verse 6. Colossians chapter 4 verse 6.
Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one.
Amen. There's no amen from your side. So here, the speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt. You know the importance of salt. If there is no saltiness, that has to be thrown. It should not be over also. Some people are overactive. And it should be seasoned with the salt to be tastier. So why God said that? The light in the sense be visible in the world, salt in the sense influenced through the people. So we are the salt of the world in this world. God has kept us as a salt. If we meditate on salt, there are many things about its color, about its stability, and so on. Many things. And one of the things is, wherever the salt is there, it will influence. Anything you can cook, it may be the best to cook, but whatever you are, if there is no salt in this, that has to be thrown, whatever the time you have spent. So we should be influencing people with our words. Our words should, our speech should be always with grace, seasoned with salt. Finally, by love and service. John 13 verse 35. John 13 verse 35.
By this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
What is it? What we are expected? How we will share it? By our love. That is the basic character of a Christian. Why we love? Because God loved us. Even in the deep sleep, if somebody asks you this question, you should be able to answer. Quickly wake up and say that, because God loved me, I love you. That's why time and again, three things always I used to mention it. God will not tell something which is not possible. First thing is, He said, I am holy, be holy. Secondly, I love you, so you love one another. I forgive you, so that you forgive one another. Don't remember, as a believer, as a Christian, we should remember these three things basically the quality of a Christian. First thing, we should be holy because our God is holy. We should love everybody as much as possible. Paul writes, peace with everyone. So we should love one another. How it is possible to live in peace? Forgive one another. Whoever it is, whatever they've done, we should have the quality of Christ to forgive that person, because he proved it until his death on the cross. What is forgiveness means it. So here, how we will share the faith is, number one, with gentleness and respect through our lives, and with our words, and by love and service. We move on to 7 quickly. I will read it for you. When and where to share our faith. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2. Why I read the scripture? To confirm that it is scriptural. It is a doctrinal, to prove that. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. So at all times, in season and out of season, we have to preach. Where? That is everywhere. Deuteronomy 6, 6 to 7. Acts 17, verse 17. Just make a note of it. Mark 16, verse 15. So everywhere we have to share about our faith. Finally, what is the goal or aim for our faith? Number one, to know God. John 17 verse 3. John 17 verse 3. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. So to know God, we have to preach. Secondly, to become like Christ. Romans 8, 29. To be conformed to the image of his Son. Thirdly, to bring him glory. We bring glory to him by sharing our faith. Fourthly, to finish our race. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. See how it's end up? So we should finish our race. Finally, to hear well done. Matthew 25, 21. We should be greeted and wished by God that, well done, thou faithful servant. How many of you likes it? We should be called and blessed by God, you are well done. We know about what we have done, whether it is possible for God to say well done to us. Anyhow, now it's a time for us to remember, recollect everything. And I have been preaching to you last 45 minutes. First of all, what is faith? What is faithfulness? Faith is trusting God. Faithfulness is remaining loyal and obedient to God because you trust in him. And faithful means the consistent, trustworthy, and full of faith. Our God is faithful. We are called to be faithful. Amen. And we need faith to please God, to save ourselves, and to live daily life to be overcomers in this world. In what we should have faith? In him, that is God, in his Son Jesus Christ, in his word. And what do we do with our faith? We believe, we speak, we act, and we stand and we pray with our faith. Why we should share our faith? It is a commandment by God, and people are lost without faith, and it multiplies our own faith, increases our own faith when we share, and we are witnesses to this world. How do we share it? And with gentleness and respect, through our lives, with our words, and by love and service. And it is all possible. Only one way, only when we accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and our Savior. Now it's a time for you to know, is there anyone of you among us who is not accepted Jesus as the Lord and Savior? It is your time to pray for, and we will pray for you, and God will open the way. If God has really spoken to you, you can pray and ask God to save you. God will give you the measure of faith which will save your soul. We are almost concerned about our life. God is more concerned about our soul. So our faith can be renewed, and we should have a boldness to witness to the world. So let us remember that why we are going through all these things is for two things. The key verse is, faith is not believing that nothing can go wrong. It is believing that God remains faithful no matter what happens. Secondly, faith does not remove every storm, but it gives us the confidence that Jesus Christ is with us in the storm. Amen? Let's pray.